Turning to sports now on KNKX, the Seahawks have added a new defender to their roster, and he has a pretty interesting backstory, as we hear this week from KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel. Art, tell us about Ezekiel Ansah.
Well, he is a most intriguing character, I think. Everybody calls him Ziggy. I'm sure he must be the only player in BYU history with the nickname Ziggy. he came from the West African country of Ghana. He was involved in the Mormon church, and a coach over there said that he might be able to get an academic scholarship to BYU, which he did. And he came here with no athletic plans. He played as a youth a lot of soccer. But he decided, being 6'6 and probably 220 pounds at the time, to try out for basketball. He looked like a natural athlete, and he got cut twice from the basketball team. So he switched sports, but not to football. He went to track. He became a sprinter and had a 10.9-second 100-yard dash. That's really fast for a young collegian. And so he proved that he's got some real athletic talent. And then the football coach said, hey, why don't you maybe check this out? So he came to the football team not even knowing how to put the pads on, much less understand the rules of the game or, you know, any strategy. I think he played one play as a sophomore, a few more as a junior. And his senior year, he was a backup defensive end. When the nose tackle got hurt, they put him in, and he became a football terror. Very impressive in a very short career. And next year, he was the number 5 player taken in the first round of the 2013 NFL draft by the Detroit Lions. And he's been there ever since. It's just a remarkable story because he came from an impoverished family. He was working as a janitor during his college career and really didn't have a whole lot of time to develop in sports, but here he is suddenly a first-round pick. He was a star in Detroit for 6 years. He was second-team All-Pro in 2015 when he had 14 sacks, and everybody thought he had a huge upside, but he got hurt in the next 3 years, including last fall when he had a shoulder injury that required surgery. And that's one of the reasons he was available to the Seahawks at a very cheap price. They signed him on a 1-year deal as a free agent for $5.5 million. That's cheap in the NFL. And the Seahawks are extremely excited because I think he's got such an upside. And he's only 29 years old, 30 by the end of the month. And I still think he hasn't seen the apex of his potential.
So how does he fit with the Seahawks?
Well, he'll be a pass rusher. That's the most important task on the defense, is to try to get some pressure, because the Seahawks will never see the likes of the Legion of Boom again. In other words, a secondary that can cover so well that the pass rush isn't as important. This defense has to get pressure on opposing quarterbacks. He does that very, very well when healthy. And they're willing to take the risk that he's not going to be available at the start of the season. He's still rehabbing from surgery. He'll probably miss all of training camp for sure, and then there are reports now that he may miss the first 4 weeks of the season. But that still leaves 12 games, and I think he should fit in well. He checks all the boxes in terms of athleticism, intelligence, and his compatibility with teammates. All of those things are good fits. It's just a matter of health, and I think that's the one question mark, but I think the Seahawks are willing to take the risk.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.